بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a hadith three very important things. Number one, ittaqillaha haythu ma kunta. Fear Allah wherever you may be. It's a very simple hadith, just a few words, but the meaning is profound. Taqwa, as we have mentioned so many times before and we have heard from elders and mashayikh, simply means that we should be doing all those things that Allah has commanded us to do and we should refrain from those things that Allah has prohibited us from. That is taqwa. Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which means a shield. So we are placing a shield, a barrier between us and committing sins. Between us and committing sins. So we are not going to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever we are, whether we are at home, whether we are at school, university, the college, madrasa, at our workplace, at our factories, we are traveling abroad. Jo bhi karta hai tu chupke ahle jahan se, koi dekhta hai tujhe aasma se. Whatever you may be doing secretly, quietly, thinking nobody is seeing you, remember Allah is watching you. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, إِذَا مَا خَلَوْتَ الدَّهْرَ يَوْمًا فَلَا تَقُلْ خَلَوْتُ وَلَكِنْ قُلْ عَلَيَّ رَقِيبُ. When you all alone, wife is gone, parents are not around, children are not around, students are not around, you're all alone, and now you begin to indulge in haram activities. Whether it's watching pornographic material, Allah save us, or popping some drugs, or doing some haram, having some illicit relationship with a woman, gambling or drinking, whatever it may be, Allah protect us from these sins. And we're thinking that we're all alone and nobody is seeing me, my family members are gone. But remember, Allah is watching. And this consciousness, we all have to bring in our lives. That my Allah is watching me. My Allah is watching me. Huwa ma'akum aynama kuntum. Wherever we're going to go, Allah is watching us. You know, the simple story that we have heard from childhood days, the ustad wanted to test his pupils to see, after so much of explaining to them about taqwa and Allah is watching. So he just gave them a small test and he said, okay, each one of you take one fowl and go and slaughter it where nobody can see you. Somebody took the fowl and in the shed they went in the dark and he slaughtered his fowl there and he was so excited that he did it such a place that nobody saw him. Somebody went behind the garden and did that. Somebody went far away on the outskirts and nobody was there and he slaughtered that there. And each one came back besides with the slaughter, with the, all the fowls slaughtered besides one person, one pupil. He brought the fowl back. And the ustad asked each one, where you slaughtered this? I did there, nobody was watching. Each one gave the reply. And then this person said, why didn't you, couldn't you find any place where nobody was there? He said, ustad ji, wherever I went, I realized my Allah is watching. Simple story, but it is for all of us to ponder and reflect. Ittaqillaha haythuma kunta. I normally narrate this incident of Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, when he had gone with his slave or with his servant and they gone to the jungles and he meets up with a shepherd who has got his flock of sheep. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala was Amir al-Mu'mineen at the time. So to see how loyal this shepherd was to his master, how honest he was and how truthful he was, Umar radiallahu ta'ala tells him, hey, listen here, why don't you just give me one sheep? You've got so many, just give me one sheep. He says, no, I can't, it doesn't belong to me, it belongs to my master. Umar radiallahu then entices him just as a question, as an examination. This shepherd does not know who he is talking to, that is Amir al-Mu'mineen. He doesn't know this is Umar ibn al-Khattab. Umar radiallahu tells him, okay, why don't you sell me the sheep? You'll get money, I'll get the sheep, and all you tell your master when he comes, the wolf came and devoured the one sheep. And these things used to happen at that time. So he won't accuse you or blame you. He'll believe you. This simple sheep, this simple shepherd, then gives a beautiful reply. And from this we can understand the consciousness he had of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah is watching me. He said, then where is Allah then? Fa'in Allah. Where is Allah? I may sell you the sheep. I may gain some money. You'll gain the sheep. But then where is Allah? My master is not watching, but Allah is watching. Umar radiallahu anhu was so happy with this answer that he went home, and on the way as he's going, he kept on repeating these words, Fa'in Allah, Fa'in Allah. And the next day he sends the servant of his to go to the master of the shepherd and go and purchase him. He was a slave working for his master. So the master sells his slave to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala, after purchasing this slave, he frees him. And then he tells him, see my brother, these two words that you said, Fa'in Allah, where is Allah? Is Allah not watching me? It actually bought you your freedom in this world. You are no longer a slave. Now you're a free man. And it is because of these two words that I have great hopes in Allah, that on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will save you from the fire of Jahannam, and Allah will give you Jannah. اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتَ. This Allah consciousness we have to have, wherever we are, remember Allah is watching me. And we do not have much time now to elaborate on taqwa. We have been hearing all this time about taqwa, importance of taqwa, the verses in the Quran about taqwa, the benefits of taqwa. Rasulullah then said, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. If a person does a wrong deed, then follow that wrong deed by doing a good deed. The good deed will wipe out that bad deed. Person does a bad deed. Perhaps he cheated some person, or he lied, or he looked at some haram. So we take the example of a person casting a lustful glance. He looked at some haram. The moment he does this, it is a sayyi'ah. Rasulullah says, immediately do a good deed now. Any good deed. Whether he's making wudu, whether he's reading some nafil, whether making some dhikr, whether reading Quran, that good deed will wipe out that bad deed, tamhuha. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person goes to the marketplace, and he goes to purchase some dates, and the seller was a woman. And then suddenly he became overwhelmed by nafs, that he kissed that woman, and he realizes his mistake, and he comes running to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he's absolutely worried, he's perturbed. What I went and did? How could I have done such a terrible deed? So he relates this to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi, this is what happened. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent, and suddenly wahi came down. And the wahi came down, أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ, which simply means, establish salat in the 2 hours of the day and in the parts of the night. In other words, read your 5 times salat. By reading salat, this is hasanat, it will wipe out the bad deeds that any person has done. So the wrong he did, now it will be wiped out by reading salah. The sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah, is this only for me? This privilege, I mean this honor, that if I did this wrong thing now, I kiss this woman and now I will read salat, I will be forgiven, this bad deed will be wiped out by the good deed that I will do now? Rasulullah said, no, this is for my entire ummah. Now this does not mean that deliberately go do a bad deed and then go do a good deed, no. The moment a person does a bad deed, immediately make tawbah. Therefore, some people, some ulama have said, hasanat here refers to, wa hasana refers to tawbah. And others said, no, any good deed a person does, the moment you do a bad deed, do any good deed, the good deed will wipe out that bad deed. And the third advice, wa khaliqin nasa bi khuluqin hasan. And deal with people, interact with people with good character. What is good character? Kafful adha. We refrain from harming our Muslim brethren. If we see some harmful obstacle on the road, we remove it so that the next person does not get hurt. We refrain from taunting our Muslim brothers and sisters. We don't harm them. We don't harbor any malice, any jealousy. We don't show arrogance towards them. We don't scoff at them. We don't look down upon them. We don't think of ourselves to be superior and them as inferior. Kafful adha. And talaqatul wajh. Having a smiling face. Meeting your Muslim brother with a smiling face. لا تحقرن من المعروف شيئا ولو أن تلقى أخاك بوجه طريق. Don't look down upon any good deed as being small, insignificant. Even meeting your brother with a smiling face, that too is a good deed in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All this is part of good akhlaq. We are generous, we are kind to the person, we assist our Muslim brother, we cover his faults, we don't harbor any malice, any jealousy against him. On the day of Qiyamah, from all the amal, the most heaviest deed on the scales of a believer will be good character. Good character. Rasulullah has mentioned to Sahaba, those deeds that will take a person most to Jannah, taqwa Allah wa husnul khuluq. Is taqwa, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and good character. So this is a simple hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Three important things have been mentioned. Some ulama have said, the first one, ittaqillah haythuma kunta, is haqqullah. It is the right of Allah that we should be fearing Allah ta'ala wherever we are. And the second one, وَأَتْبِعِ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. This is the right haqqul mukallaf. We all are mukallaf. We are duty bound by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has placed some responsibility upon us. So what is our right? How do we gain? How has Allah blessed us? How has Allah honored and favored us? The moment we have done a wrong, then by doing a good, the good will wipe out that wrong deed. Allah has afforded us this privilege or this honor. So this is the haqq, the right of the mukallaf. And then haqq of the people, haqqul ibad, that you meet the people with good character. We interact with people, we make muamala, muashara with them, we deal with them properly, correctly, we don't cheat. We don't lie to them, we don't use vulgar language. We are kind at heart, we're not harsh, we're not cruel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. If you were harsh and you were very hard-hearted, Sahaba would run away from you. So Rasulullah had a very soft akhlaq, soft at heart. His heart was raqiq, soft. This is how you and I should be interacting with the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So three simple advices. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Recite durud sharif.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalalu wa ta'ala sha'nu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, laka shukru kulluhu, la nuhsi thanan alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Allahumma ya awwal al-awwalin, wa ya akhir al-akhirin, wa ya dhal quwwati al-matin, wa ya rahim al-masakin, wa ya arham al-rahimin. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadin, wa barik wa sallim. Rabbi ighfir wa arham, anta khair al-rahimin. Allah hamare gunahon ko maaf farma, hamare khataon ko maaf farma. Allah hum kamzor hain, hum zaeef hain, hum bimar hain, ya Allah hum mujrim hain. Ya Allah, forgive us completely, my Allah. Every single sin we have committed, ya Allah. Kabira, saghira, amadan, khataan. Whatever sin we have committed, my Allah. Wherever we may have committed it, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are ghafar al-dhunub, satar al-uyub, my Allah. Ya Allah, you conceal our sins, my Allah. You never expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are so kind and so loving, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, ya Allah. Forgive us now, my Allah. Allah, grant us tawbah and nasuha. Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. You love to forgive, my Allah. Allah, you love to forgive, my Allah. We have brought mountains of sins, my Allah. But my Allah, your mercy, Allah, supersedes your anger, my Allah. Allah, it is nothing difficult for you to wash away our sins and forgive us, my Allah. Give us that himmat, ya Allah. Give us the courage, ya Allah, to refrain from all sins. And never to go back to the sins that we have made tawbah from now, my Allah. Grant us true taqwa, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us good akhlaq and character, my Allah. Make us true zakireen and shakireen. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you for all the bounties you've blessed us with, my Allah. Especially the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. You've given us hidayat and iman, my Allah. Make us live with iman, make us die with iman. Raise us on the day of qiyamah with iman, my Allah. Allah, do not snatch away iman from our hearts, or the hearts of our families and children and progeny, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of begging from you, the sweetness of ibadah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have got different hajat and needs, my Allah. Somebody is sick, my Allah. Somebody has got some financial problem, my Allah. Somebody got depression, my Allah. Somebody got some social problem, my Allah. Ya Allah, some person has got some heart problem, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, whatever problems we have, my Allah, remove all our problems, my Allah. Grant all of us shifai, kamil, ajil, mustaqil, daim, especially those who are sick at home and hospitals, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, give them jannatul firdaus, my Allah. يا قاضي الحاجات يا دافع البليات يا حل المشكلات يا الله we only tapping at your door my Allah because there is no other person who can fulfill our desires my Allah there is no other person who can answer our duas my Allah اي مالك كريم يا الله اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين إذا دعوك رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها رحمة من سواك يا الله give us موت الإيمان موت المدينة الشريف بري الجنة البقية يا الله grant us the شفاعة of رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حوض كوثر water from his مبارك hands يا الله make us enter جنة without any reckoning my Allah without any حساب كتاب protect all of us our parents and grandparents our wives our children our grandchildren our progeny from azab of qabr azab of jahannam from every big and small fitna especially the fitnas of dajjal ya Allah give us halal and tayyib rozi my Allah make our risk come to us with ease ya Allah give us abundant my Allah ya Allah protect us from all type of hardship and calamity my Allah forgive the ummah of Nabiya Kareem help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherever the ummah is going through any type of difficulty, ya Allah, you send your mercy upon them, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, become the coolness of our eyes. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atliya, burar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen. Allah, grant all those who are doing, ya Allah, the works of deed, my Allah, the work of da'wah and tabligh, grant them ikhlas and maqbooliyat, ya Allah. Assist them, my Allah. The efforts made by the mashayikh and the khankas, ya Allah. And the madaris, makatib, darulum, shifts classes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, different organizations, ya Allah. Individuals, ya Allah, doing some deeni khidmat, ya Allah. Allah, accept all the khidmat, my Allah. Grant all of us ikhlas, my Allah. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه ما يصفون سلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين.